Next up, we've got Belvedere North, and it's Aaron Leonard, the sixth-year coach of the Blue Thunder. Aaron, how are you doing this evening?
Good, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, a guy I know, you might have met him before, said you're going to have a heck of a team this year. He's my co-host, Paul Arco.
He likes to brag about me. I'll tell you that much.
Tell us a little about how things have been going so far in practice. You've been 2 weeks in now. How's things looking?
We're progressing, man. I mean, we have a relatively young team. Only two seniors on our team this year, Brianna Lake and Ash Smith. So we got some juniors that were on the sophomore team last year that, you know, they've got a lot to learn in a short period of time because our first game is next Tuesday.
Now, you have four returning starters, though. You mentioned that you're young, but you've got four returning starters, and a lot of people are talking about you as being a dark horse, and I don't know if they're talking about in terms of a championship per se, but a team that's going to be up near the top of the Nick 10. I assume you see yourself the same way?
I hope so. I just hope that we're there to compete every single night, no matter who we're playing. We put in a lot of time. Some of these, especially our senior girls, have put in a lot of time, and I know that they want to be near the top of the conference when it's all said and done this year.
Now, of course, some of your top players, so I've got Madison Dirks back. She's a junior. She was an all-conference player last year, and then you mentioned Brianna Lake. She's a guard, a senior, and she was special mention. So talk about those two and some of the other top players on your team and their contributions, what they're going to be doing for you this year.
Well, Madison just came off of a really great cross-country season. She was part of a state championship cross-country team over the last weekend. So just getting her back into basketball shape and getting a lot of reps for her. She does a lot for our team. Typically guards one of the better players on the other team. Good defender, good shooter. I always say that she does everything pretty good. So she's definitely one of our leaders on our team. Bree has put in just a ton of time within summer workouts and before school, after school conditioning, lifting, you name it, she's done it. So she's definitely prepared for a big season. Ashlyn Smith is our other senior. So just put in a ton of time. She got brought up as a sophomore and played a big role on that team, and then last year was a starter. So, like I said, they're two very experienced seniors. Our other returning starter is Natalie Horgan. She's a sophomore and also just got done running cross country, just getting her acclimated back to basketball. But she plays travel basketball as well, so she's played a lot of basketball in her day. Just ready to get them all back and get the season rolling.
Coach, when we asked you to list some of the strengths and weaknesses of your team, you went to size, nobody over 5'10 on your squad. How proactive are you as a coach to try to throw in wrinkles, do things philosophically even, to try to make up for that? We were just speaking with Coach Ott for the Auburn boys, and for a long time he made up for a lack of size with insane amounts of ball pressure, pressuring the whole length of the floor. How do you do that as a head coach? What are the things have you looked at, how to get your team to make sure we're creating turnovers, not getting dominated on the boards? How effective and proactive can you be as a coach when you don't have anyone over 5'10?
Right. Just pre-team rebounding and boxing out. If you're going to be short, I always tell them you better be really tough. And it starts with rebounding when you talk about toughness. When in the game of basketball, when people start to get tired, one of the last things they want to do is go and push somebody out and box them out. We have to win the rebounding battle to be competitive and to ultimately win basketball games. So that's one of our big preaching points and practices right now. Being a team that can put some pressure on the girls, and hopefully because of that they're causing turnovers, and because of our quickness and not so much our size, that our defense leads to our offense.
Coach, you mentioned also that you've got the experience, we said, four returning stars, but one of the keys you said to your success is going to be how quickly the younger kids, the bench kids, get acclimated so you can get more depth. How do you go about doing that? Is this just a matter of just being out there and playing? Is that the only way you can do it? Or how do you get that depth in there, develop
it? It's repetition and practice. If you're in the game or if you're in, whatever group you're in practice, that you're taking those reps on the court, and then when you're not in during our scrimmage time, you're taking mental reps and understanding what's going on. I throw a lot at them in a short period of time to start the season. We definitely throw more at them than, maybe the sophomores would. So they're learning a lot in a short period of time, but just preparing them as well. Film will be huge for us, just to show them kind of what it looks like during an actual game. So as long as they're putting in that time in the film room and we're in there with them, and in their own time as well, to prepare them.
We're speaking with Aaron Leonard, the head basketball coach of the Belvedere North Blue Thunder girls basketball team. And coach, this is year six for you. You know, what is your process for the season of setting goals for your team? What kind of things do you set up preseason? Obviously, it's probably a defeatist game or a losing game to try to set up a number. No one's really focused on that this time of year. But what benchmarks do you and your players set up preseason? How much do they take control of that in determining what their goals are? What's that process like for you before the season starts?
Right. Typically, our goals are more within a game. You know, we all already talked about winning the rebounding battle. We want to do that. We want to limit teams to under 50 points is typically our goal. We feel like if we can limit them under 50, we give ourselves a good chance to win the game. We just have to get to 51. And then just taking care of the basketball, winning the turnover battle, whether we're creating turnovers or just taking care of the basketball and not giving it to the other team.
Coach, we had sent out the questionnaires at the beginning of the season here to get some sense of your team and all that. And one of the questions on there is, tell us any interesting stories. And I found it very interesting that the fact that you've got a coaching staff with fellow coaches who were coach of the year in other sports. You've got Jeff Becker, coach, who was coach of the year in football. You got Robert Hunter, coach of the year in girls track. How valuable is that to not only just have good assistants, but assistants who have had great success at your school?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge in, you know, developing that culture within your program. And because we have coaches that coach other sports, the kids get to know them pretty well, you know, in their sport and, you know, in other sports too. You know, and Coach Hunter, being part of the girls track team, you know, he knows a lot of girls. He can get girls out, you know, for our program. Just to have those coaches that have a lot of experience, you know, have a lot of passion for the sport and are in our halls, and the kids see them all the time.
Talk a little bit also about your expectations this year as far as where you think you can finish in the Nick 10, how the race looks as overall, and where North, at their best, where North could finish.
Well, you know, I mentioned Heinegan and Boylan, you know, 1-2. You know, I have no idea where that's going to fall in, you know, preseason. And those are the two teams that we're always talking about in our practice. That's who everybody's kind of looked up at over at my time of being the head coach, the years before that. So we're always planning to try and compete and hopefully beat those two teams. But after those two teams, it's going to be pretty cloudy. It's going to be pretty tight between us and East and Auburn. Guilford's really young and has been improving. I mean, I know Harlem lost some pretty good seniors off of last year, but they're always super competitive and they're always a team you got to look out for. So it's really competitive in the middle. I hope that when it's all said and done, we're talking about a team that is in the top four, the top three. But that remains to be seen. There's a lot of work that still has to be put in.
Coach, you return three starters, but your bench, as it slates right now, has zero varsity experience. What in this preseason have you been doing to try to get those girls ready so that when you call on them, and every team needs to call on their bench at some point, whether it be foul trouble, whether it be injury, whatever the case may be, they're going to be needed at some point. What things have you done to try to make sure they're as ready as they possibly can be just when you're playing against yourselves?
Right, just the repetitions in practice. I'm putting them in different situations and having them run different positions. You never know when you're going to be, like you said, in foul trouble, injuries, whatever may happen across the course of the season. Just putting them in situations in practice that if they are thrown in the game and they're in those situations in the game, they're comfortable.
Well, he's Aaron Leonard, six-year coach at Belvedere North for the girls' basketball team. North coming off a 9-7 record last season in the conference, a fifth-place finish, looking to climb up, and I would expect they would with this strong, solid starting lineup coming back of four returning starters. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck this season.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.